from the KERA Newsroom this Veterans Day, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, inside a courtroom that works to get veterans back on track, and how one veteran's mother was determined to uphold an ancient tradition at Arlington National Cemetery. We'll start in Fort Worth, where thousands endured a chill wind to pay tribute at the annual Veterans Day Parade. KERA's Dwali Saikautel reports high school marching bands led the way.
17-year-old Maria Chavez with Trimble Tech High School's Junior ROTC has been up since 6:30 a.m. Walking with her bandmates on Main Street, she says it's worth sacrificing a little discomfort for veterans.
Because of the sacrifices they've made, we have the freedoms we have that most people take for granted. People just need to recognize the importance in it.
Evelyn and James Tucker snug together tightly, watching from the sidewalk.
He's a veteran, and so he wanted to come to the parade, and so I'm here in this cold weather.
When I see the young lads marching and with respect for their country, that reminds me of myself. That's what I stand for. It's cold, but it's worth it.
81-year-old Leonel Alvarez said he didn't mind the wind chill.
I like it. I'm ready for it.
He's a veteran, too. He did his basic training in 1953 at Fort Bliss in El Paso, going first to Germany, then Korea.
I served only 2 years, but I'm very proud, you know, that I served, and I had 3 other brothers that went into the service, too.
Alvarez, wearing a black veteran's cap and green jacket, stayed until the very last float in the parade to make sure he honored every veteran who participated. Dwali Saikautel, KERA News, Fort Worth.
In the Iliad, Achilles pours wine onto the ground to mark the death of his friend Patroclus in the Trojan War. It's a tradition that continues today, though it's technically prohibited at one very important place, Arlington National Cemetery. Today on Think, Robert Poole, the author of a new book about the cemetery, told Chris Boyd the story of one mother determined to pour one out.
Mary Coyer from Saginaw, Michigan. She and her husband and daughter drove all the way out from Saginaw to Washington to visit their son, Ryan, who was a soldier buried in Section 60. And among the traditions they observed was to bring a bottle of beer or a couple of bottles of beer and pour some into the ground for Ryan and some into mom or dad, just to, you know, as a way of communion of a sort. One for me, one for you. Mary was doing this one day, and some young cop doing his job came over and reminded Mary that you're not supposed to have alcohol here. So she looked him in the eye, poured what remained of the bottle into the ground, and handed this cop the empty bottle. And she later said, no way was that guy going to get Ryan's beer.
Robert Poole's book is called Section 60, Arlington National Cemetery, Where War Comes Home. Tonight at 8, KERA will air the radio special, Coming Home, Stories of Veterans Returning Home from War. Think re-airs tonight at 10, or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. For veterans struggling with post-traumatic stress, physical disability, and drug and alcohol addiction, the court system has come up with an answer. As part of the public media initiative Veterans Coming Home, Lauren Silverman visited a veterans court in Fort Worth that's designed to give former service members a second chance.
This isn't your typical courtroom. People are laughing, smiling, even joking around. Dressed in suits and button-up shirts, dozens of veterans squeeze into the wooden benches. There's a sense of camaraderie. Keith McDonald, who's 37 and lives in Abilene, served 10 years in the Army. He joined 3 weeks after 9/11.
My longest one, and the one that really affected me the most, was my deployment to Iraq in 2006, 2008 during the surge. You know, we were in combat pretty much every day. Bullets, mortars, rockets, IEDs, you know, and it really takes a toll on somebody. You know, they prep you to go kill people, but they don't prep you to deal with it when you come home.
When McDonald came home, he had PTSD. His wife left him with his child. He was depressed. Then he picked up several drug charges.
You know, I just lost focus. I didn't know who I was, and it was tough. I don't wish that upon anybody.
His lawyer, also a veteran, helped him apply for the Veterans Court Diversion Program. Since he had no past criminal record, he was accepted. And instead of doing time in prison, he's spent the last 6 months in counseling, taking drug intervention classes, and studying to become a chemical dependency counselor.
This program just gives you an opportunity to work on yourself, and they'll take care of the legal problems. And right now, I'm the best that I've ever been.
More than 130 combat veterans have been admitted to this little-known Veterans Diversion Program. Judge Brent Carr has helped the majority of them, 86%, return to the community. Andrew Rodriguez is one of the graduates. He's now 27.
I joined the Marine Corps when I was 17 years old. My parents had to sign me over. I wasn't of age to leave on my own. I did 4 different tours overseas. I did 3 to Iraq, 1 to Afghanistan, in a matter of 4.5 years.
Sitting in the break room at his factory job in North Fort Worth, Rodriguez says it's been tough since he left the Marines and later the Army Reserves.
I got into trouble at home. It was the charge was assault, bodily injury to a family member. I wasn't right in the right mind. I didn't want to hurt my mom. It was my mother.
Rodriguez, who'd never been in trouble before, ended up in jail. It was there he was served his divorce papers.
When I was in depression and all that, I was alone. I didn't want help. I didn't want anything whatsoever. I just wanted to be left completely alone. But my mom, actually, the person I hurt, is the one that looked for the help. And they welcomed me in. It was all like, things would be all right. Just follow these rules, follow this stuff. And now things, even though things aren't perfect, I still got to keep going, and there's other stuff that I can fall back on, too.
The court helped Rodriguez clear his record. He's now a first-time college student and wants to get his associate's degree in welding. Resources like job fairs and counseling are part of what makes the program successful. Judge Carr says so are the penalties for stepping out of line.
You miss a meeting, then that should get a swift response. And I'm not saying it's tossed in jail. Sometimes that is the key. Sometimes you have to write a report. We require community service. I mean, we have a lot of sanctions at our disposal to corral someone so they don't break into a trend of non-compliance.
Early intervention, individualized treatment plans, rewards, and sanctions. Think of the program as a counteroffensive against the challenges a veteran faces coming home. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
At the Dallas County Jail, inmates' families will get a chance to chat by video after all. 2 months after a hotly debated video chat plan was pulled back, county commissioners voted today to approve a contract with Securus Technologies for jail video chat and inmate phone service. A 20-minute video chat will cost $10. The county will not receive a cut of that profit. The commissioners and Sheriff Lupe Valdez, who runs the jail, have verbally agreed that the video chat plan will not keep friends and family from visiting inmates in person. That's a change from the original plan. But County Judge Clay Jenkins tells KERA he's worried that the contract didn't specify that.
I'm very encouraged by the words the commissioner said that are different than what the contract says. So I think it's important that the community stay engaged in this process and hold us accountable for the words that people have said.
Jail phone calls will now cost 20 cents a minute, and Dallas County will get 60% of that money. That's about the same share the county gets from phone calls now, but the calls themselves used to cost $3, no matter the length. A reminder, a freeze warning is in effect for the listening area this evening. Otherwise, mostly clear skies tonight with a cool low around 32. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 46. Tomorrow night, much of the same, clear with a low around 31. It's currently 46 degrees in Dallas, 45 in Fort Worth, and 45 in Tyler. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.